Wow. That didn't sound like there's too many people out there. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Well, tonight, we're going to continue talking about a little bit what we talked about last night. So some of you were here last night, some of you weren't. We talked about the book of Thessalonians and we talked about the book of Thessalonians, and that's a book in the New Testament of the Bible. And what we learned about last night was that God told us and God has given to us as human people where to tell God's message, where to tell the gospel story, where to tell what He has done for us, that Jesus loves us and He died for us and He'll forgive our sins. And so in the book of Thessalonians, it tells us that, in the book of Acts, it gives us more of the story, but there was three men. It was Paul and Silas and Timothy, and they were missionaries. And they went to the town of Thessalonica. Now, you guys are from Shenandoah, but in the Bible, there's a city, and it's called Thessalonica. That's pretty hard to say. But out of that is what we have, what is called the Church of the Thessalonians. So Paul and Silas, they went as missionaries, and they went to this city. And the verse we're going to look at tonight, it says, "And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, and of the Lord, for you received the word." Now what that means is they received the word of God. Now I have a question for you. We're going to talk about receiving something. So to be a receiver, there also has to be a giver, right? So to receive something, we can't receive anything if there's no one giving it, right? There needs to be a giver. And so my question is, at what point, if the giver is giving something, at what point does the thing belong to the receiver? You understand that? So let's just pretend tonight that I was going to give you my Bible, okay? And let's just say I'm thinking about giving this to someone. Does that make my Bible belong to you? No. What if I hand it out to you? Does that make it? Okay. Well, let me have a volunteer, and we're going to just illustrate this. Okay, you want to come up here? So I'm going to be the giver, okay, and you're going to be the receiver. Now, I have something in my pocket. Does that make it yours? No. I'm thinking about that I could give it to you. Does that make it yours? No. What if I hold it like this? Does that make it yours? If I hold it out to you, does that make it yours? So what's going to make it yours?
If you give it to me.
Okay. But there's something else needs to happen. So let's just say I'm giving this to you, but by me holding it out, does that make it yours? What do you need to do?
I need to take it.
Okay. Go ahead, take it. Now, is that yours?
No.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, it's yours. You may keep it. How do you like that? So that's what happened in the Thessalonians. They were receivers. They received the word of God. And you and I, the word can't be come into our lives until we take it. Paul and Silas, they went to the Thessalonian people. They were telling about the word of God. And the Thessalonian people, they received it. And you come to clubs, and I'm guessing your teachers want to tell you about the Word of God. Is that right? And what does it mean to receive it? You have to take it, right? As long as you just listen, as long as you even pay attention, does that make it yours? No, you need to take it into your heart. So what are some of the proofs? What are some of the things? So we illustrate this as a gift, and the Word of God is a gift. But if a person has a gift, like I had the dollar, and we just have it in our pocket or we hold it out, and the person never takes it and never makes it theirs, it never becomes part of their life. And so we want to talk about tonight, what is the evidence? So Paul, in this book of Thessalonians, he gives some evidence, or what we mean by that is, how do we know when a person has really received the Word of God? So Paul said, they received the Word of God. But we're going to say, what's the evidence of that? Or basically we mean, others are going to notice, okay? But what are they going to notice? And so let's just look at another verse that says, for not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere so that that we need not to say anything. So basically what it's saying, one of the points that's going to happen is when we receive the word of God and it changes our life, other people are going to notice. Here's the word it says, it sounded out. And if you look up the root meaning of that word, it means to echo. Now, how many know what an echo is? You ever hear an echo? So if you're in a big canyon, I think you need 55 some feet for something to echo back to you. But an echo basically is the speaker sends out a phrase or a message, and as that sound waves bounce off a hard surface, it comes back to the person. So does an echo work this way? Suppose I yelled out, pizza! Does an echo come back, hamburger? Is that how it works? If you yell, pizza, the echo coming back, does it say, hamburger, or french fries, or potato chips, or soda? Is that what comes back? No, the echo always comes back of what is said. And so here, these Thessalonian people, their lives sounded out the gospel. So in a sense, their lives were saying, we love Jesus. And the echo was coming back, and other people were telling Paul about this, and they were coming back, they're saying, those people love Jesus. Or maybe they were praising God. And the echo that was coming back was praising God. It wasn't something different. It wasn't like yelling pizza and the echo comes back hamburger. That doesn't happen. But when our lives, when we have received, okay? Remember, we're talking about receiving. When we receive the Word of God and make it our own, it changes us. And other people are going to notice. And so let's just notice here the next verse. What happened, or what did they notice about the Thessalonians? Well, I'm just going to jump into this, the last part, the part that's in bold. They noticed that they had turned to God from idols to serve the living God. So there was a change. And so on one side, there was idols, and we could put that over here. One side there was idols, and also, let's do it this way. There was idols here, okay? But God was on the other side. But the verse says that they were turned to idols. The Thessalonian people were following idols. But when they heard the Word of God, when they received the Word of God, it made them turn and follow God. So they turned toward God. Now, I'm going to show you some pictures. Part of the year, my wife and I, we live in another country. And it's the country of Thailand. And it's literally on the other side of the world. So where we are tonight, it's literally on the other side of the world. So you are here. The country of Thailand is somewhere over there. But in the country of Thailand, there are lots of temples. Now, there may be some temples in our cities, and there may be some here in the United States, but over in Thailand, there's temples just everywhere. I mean, where I live, I don't need to go far at all till I see a temple, and inside those temples, there are idols. And the people of Thailand are Buddhists, and they go to the temples, and this big idol is in front of the temple, and they go in, and they bow down before it, and they worship it. And so they are people, just like the Thessalonians, who were turned, okay? They were turned toward idols. This is a picture of a school, and even before the day of school, their classes, the students bow down to an idol. How many of you in your school, you bow down to an idol before school starts? Okay, we don't do that in our country. But here in Thailand, they bow down to an idol because they don't know about God. Or this is real near my house and like our neighborhood. The orange are called Buddhist monks. And they come out and people bow down to them and they do a chant. Sounds kind of really strange over these people. But again, they're turned to idols. But there was one lady, and my friend named Jared, this lady had been turned toward idols. She had a lot of problems in life. In fact, Satan and demons had come into her life, and she actually smoked a pack of cigarettes. A really rough life. And I'm not sure when this all happened, but she made the decision to turn from worshiping idols to turn to worshiping God. And there were some people praying for her, and the demons left her. And what I remember, what Jared told me, he said, so this is a picture of her being baptized. And she said, I want to serve God. I want to live for God. But Jared went up to her one time and he said, while people were praying for her, she was shaking and the demons controlled her, and she couldn't control how much she smoked and she couldn't control a lot of things about her life. And she turned toward God and she was set free. And Jared went up to her one time and said, what was it like? What did you feel when towards God? And she said, I felt peace. I felt peace. I was delivered of smoking and I was delivered of the evil things in my life. And so just like the Thessalonians, this lady turned toward God. Now, we don't have idols here in America today. But the same principle holds true. Our idol is ourselves. We serve ourselves. And we serve and we do what makes us feel good. And we feel like doing something or not doing something. We just do whatever we want to do. And if it makes us happy, we'll do it. If we feel like being mean, we'll be mean. But we care about ourselves. But the message that Paul told the Thessalonians, and the message God is telling us today, he wants us to turn from the idol of ourselves and turn fully to God. Now, I have a question. So if I'm serving idols, and we said the Thessalonians turned, suppose I do this. I just look this way. So the idols are over here. I turn this way. Is that really turning? No, it's only half turning. And so God is calling us, we need to turn from the idols and serve God. And so we're saying, we're looking tonight, what is evidence that I have received the gospel? What is evidence that I have made the Bible part of my life? And one of the things is that you're going to turn from idols and you're going to turn toward God. And people are going to notice. They're going to see it. And as Thessalonians said, It sounded out and resounded out. It echoed. And your life is going to echo God. The second thing, we're going to look one more thing yet. So one more way in which we know that we have received the Word of God. We've made it part of our life. So the first one is our lives are going to resound it. Our lives are going to demonstrate. People will be able to see that you love Jesus. And the second one is your faith or your choice to follow Jesus is going to be able to be reproducible. And let's just look at this. So Paul said in this verse, he said about the Thessalonians, he said, you became imitators of us and of the Lord. Now, what's an imitator? What's an imitator? Okay, they copy what someone does. So Paul said, as we were attempting to point you to Jesus, so look at the words, you're imitators, but he said, then you also became examples. So it's kind of like this picture. Let's just say Jesus is over here, okay? And Paul said, Paul was following Jesus, and he had his eyes focused on Jesus, and he told the Thessalonians about Jesus. And the Thessalonians said, we want to follow Jesus too. We're going to receive him. We're going to make it our own. It's just like taking that dollar. It's not, handing it out doesn't make it yours. You need to take it. And so God's gift of salvation, you can go through your life, but unless you take it, unless you make it your own, unless it becomes part of you, it's not going to do any good. And so when we take it, our lives will be different. People will notice, but we also can set an example. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. And so the Thessalonians said, we want to serve God. We turn from idols and turn to God, and they start following Paul. But then they also became an example for other people. And so your life tonight, by coming here to clubs, you can learn from your teachers. You can receive what they tell you. You can listen, make it part of your life. And when you go to school tomorrow, as you follow and do what is right, you can become an example for other people. Okay? And they can do what's right. They can follow you. And so the fact or the evidence that we have chosen and made the gospel our own, it's these two things. One, others will see it, and also it'll be reproducible. So others can make it part of their life. And I just encourage you, as your teachers are here, and as clubs, and they care about you, and I'm sure there's many things they taught you and they've given to you, but you need to do what? You need to receive it, right? You need to make it your own. And when you make it your own, people are going to notice. People are going to see that your life is different and they can turn around and follow you. Okay, we're going to pray and then I'll let you do whatever activities you have planned. So let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this group of young people. I pray your blessing upon them. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that we can turn from the idol of self and turn toward you. And I pray that each life here would receive the free gift of salvation, the gift you're handing out to us, and make it part of their lives. And Lord, others will see and others will be able to follow. And I pray again your blessing upon this church and this evening. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.